the thing I've tried not to do is think, well, you know, I've written songs like this before, maybe I ought to try now to adopt a kind of whole different persona. I just think I kind of stick with, you know, the voice that seems natural to me.
Tracy Thorne has been doing what comes natural to her, writing and performing songs that range from dance floor grooves to acoustic tearjerkers, for about 30 years now. And her new solo album, Love and Its Opposite, gives us more of that, along with a healthy dose of weary maturity. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Courtney O'Connell. Tracy Thorne and her music and life partner, Ben Watt, released 10 albums during the 80s and 90s as Everything But the Girl, including the massive club hit Missing. They put the band on hiatus when they had twin daughters together back in 1998. But they've stayed very busy with music. Ben runs a record label and DJs, and Tracy has been writing and recording, both on her own and as a guest vocalist. Tracy's third solo album, Love and Its Opposite, has just come out, and it features songs that, while club-friendly, also reflect the experience of someone who's getting older and wiser. Tracy stopped by our studios to talk with FUV's Rita Houston, and Rita asked Tracy about the process of making the new record.
It was quite long drawn out, and almost deliberately so. I never sort of sat down and thought, right, I'm writing an album now, I've got to have it finished by March or something. I decided after I recorded the last album, Out of the Woods, that I'd enjoyed just working again, being in the studio, having the sense of a project, you know, on the go, however long it took. So I started out on this record at least, well, probably 2.5 years ago, not long after the last one was finished. Just did a few days in the studio demoing songs, then had a four-month break when I went back to my normal life, you know, and in the meantime did a little bit more writing, then a couple more days in the studio, and another four-month break. So it was just done like that. You know, it seems a bit piecemeal, but it was quite good. It just felt like gradually through living a normal life with the sense in the back of my mind that I was working on a record, it just kind of emerged.
Is there room for one more at the singles bar? I've been working up the courage all year. I pull off my ring as I push my way in. Won't be needing it here. Can you guess my age in this light? Who'll be taking me home tonight?
How is music integrated into your day-to-day life?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It was funny because a few weeks ago, one of our kids, who's 12 now, had to do a project for her computer studies class at school where they had to use one of the programs on the computer to do a design layout of the ground floor of your home. And she handed hers in, and it came back with a mark from the teacher on it saying, "You seem to have said that there are three pianos on the ground floor of your home. This can't possibly be correct." So when it came to parents' evening, I went back and said, "I'm really sorry, but we do actually have three pianos on the ground floor of our home. There's one in that room there, there's another one in there, and there's my harmonium next to it." So that kind of said to me something about the fact that our house, and you know, the house that our kids take for granted, which has a drum kit in one bedroom and, yeah, a guitar in the kitchen at all times, and Ben standing in the kitchen, usually with some headphones on, you know, doing a radio show or something on his laptop. That's just normal day-to-day life. But it seems weird, I guess, to a teacher.
Who's next? Who's next? Always the ones that you least expect. They seem so strong. It turned out she wanted more all along. And each time I hear who's to part, I examine. Stands. Wonder if it's still in safe hands.
Tracy Thorne, live with Oh the Divorces and Singles Bar. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. To hear the complete interview and performance, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.